Monday morning, time to go beyond the playbook. Matt Sabuda joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right. The Bills fell to the Patriots 41-25 yesterday. They are now 4-4 on the season. What happened to the Bills?
The first, I have to just ask, did you expect anything different?
No.
Yeah, I don't think anybody did. It was an absolute beatdown yesterday. Absent a garbage time EJ Manuel touchdown, the Patriots led the Bills by 24 late in the fourth quarter in what was just a classic blowout. Put the score in perspective, the Patriots have put up 40 points in back-to-back seasons against the Bills alone. The Bills have also put up 40 points in games twice in two seasons, if you include all of their opponents. And yesterday was just a classic encapsulation of the Bills-Patriots rivalry, if you even want to call it a rivalry, as I doubt many New England fans even think twice about the Buffalo game. Tom Brady went 22 of 33 for four touchdowns to improve his career record against the Bills to 26-3. He's now tied with Brett Favre for the single most wins against any individual team in NFL history.
Ouch.
I could go through the many plays that added up to this lopsided win, but I think the game was best symbolized by this series. The Bills go 11 plays, 44 yards in about 4 minutes to attempt a field goal with 27 seconds left before halftime to get within 8 points of the Patriots. Well, not only do they miss the field goal, but the Patriots use the remaining 27 seconds to get 5 plays in and actually make their field goal to extend their lead to 14 points. This is the Bills versus the Patriots of the 21st century.
All right, Matt, you're an unusual reporter in the sense that you are embedded inside the stadium during these games, so you had a
risky
chance.
Business.
Yes, I'm just curious about it. Tell me about the environment in the stadium yesterday.
Yeah, it was downright brutal. At first, there was some tepid optimism, quickly doused by the inevitable reality. By the end of the game, I thought the officials might need a police escort to leave the stadium, and not just because they weren't good, and they weren't good. But the Bills were worse, and the fans were beyond frustrated and needed someone to blame. In fact, they were so salty that I felt bad for this poor couple who had the stage proposal put up on the Jumbotron right after the Bills fell into an 11-point deficit. Fans were in no mood to share in the joy at all. I actually thought they might get booed for what was and should have been a really sweet moment. It only went downhill from there. Having been at all the Bills-Patriots game this century, I can't help but notice the fan fatigue building. The crowd that is usually known for being loud and energetic is definitely holding back, and that's no criticism on the fan base, as anyone would agree that Bills fans are some of the heartiest and most loyal in all of the sport. But even the most loyal fans can be worn out, and yesterday was just a worn-out story, to say the least.
Well, with that in mind, the Bills are 4-4. What does this all mean going forward?
It means I'd like to switch my job with Bill Hoppe, potentially, and cover the Sabres, if possible, for some optimism.
I'm not sure if he's changing right now.
The easy answer is they project to be 8-8 for the second straight year, firmly remaining in the NFL abyss, and that they likely aren't good enough to make a run, but aren't bad enough to pursue that full rebuild in the draft. They're in a very tough wild card position, as they're 1-4 in the AFC, currently sitting in the 8th spot, and only the top 6 make the playoffs. This is not to say they can't make it, but again, an uphill battle. They'll likely need to go 6-2 at worst in the back stretch of their schedule and can only afford those two losses against NFC teams to give them even a shot to extend their season into the playoffs. And if you're a regular listener, you know where I stand. Make the difficult choice, start the painful bottom-out rebuild, and if ownership thinks that's just too difficult of a strategy, they have to ask themselves at some point, if yesterday was going to be bad, well, why not be bad strategically and stop pretending to be in the same league as New England? We all want this team to be good again as soon as possible, and they just aren't right now, and I think everyone expected it.
Matt Sabuda, appreciate the sobering thoughts on a Monday morning, and thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.